Next up is the super sexy Darky Hime.
Hey, I said no, Mr. Stapler. This is not Noah's Ark. You cannot have the stapled exit 2x2. Do not make me send a flood.
I'm going mad. People are dead to me, and I don't know if my neighbor is an alien or if I'm hallucinating. I'm never sure when I pull out the cream cheese out of the fridge if it's going to look normal or if it's a cow bladder.
Look, I'm going to say this once and once more only. I pulled some pieces for you. Either accept the pieces or don't, but at least acknowledge them!
They say the Williams boy across the street wrestled a polar bear and won. A polar bear! Can you believe that? If I had a pet polar bear, I'd name him Chris Jericho.
If you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your sockets, then you will come over here right now and tell me this little secret of yours.
Please, just leave me alone. Just stop, okay?
I've always wondered what it would be like to be a flying pig. Send the world into shock and watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness.
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little game. This is all your fault. You sucked it all up! No more awesome for the rest of us. Well, you know what I have to say to that? You won't be so awesome when you're dead now, will you?
Stop touching my banana!
Dead silence. Dead silence. Dead silence. Dead silence.
You know, it's not dead silence if you say dead silence.
I'm trying to break the mood.
Oh, you didn't even, like, let a mood happen. You
dot,
just
dot,
went
dot,
dead silence,
dot, dot,
dead
dot,
silence,
dot,
dead
dot,
silence.
Dot, 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 dot.
I'm done with you.
What'd you think?
I like the exasperation on the stapler line, but... And then there was a couple of other lines here that I liked.
I love you, Trick-or-Tree.
And then you said I pooed some pieces for you, which made me laugh.
Trick-or-Tree, I love you.
And then,
Trick-or-Tree.
I didn't really like this that much overall.
Trick-or-Tree, why not?
A really weird way of saying things, and you'll hang on some consonants a little longer than necessary, and it makes it really awkward to listen to. And it
well, she has a thick accent.
I understand she has a thick accent, but it messes with the emotion of a line when you hang on to accents like that, or hang on to consonants like that.
You should really concentrate on doing different types. Like, the pot is from the same country as you, I think, and he's gotten really good at... Well, he's gotten a lot better at doing different types of accents, so you should really try to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because even your Russian accent, it still sounded Swedish.
Yeah, that was a Russian accent?
I assume it was a Russian accent. I liked that line, but it still sounded Swedish.
I liked the line, but I didn't like the accent.
The polar bear line, I don't know what you were going for, but it didn't sound real either in the acting
so
or in the
bizarre.
Voice you were doing. I pooed some pieces. I like that line, actually.
I did, too.
I kind of like that line.
I liked it at the end. It didn't start good for me, but it ended well.
You've gotten a lot better since last season.
I think so, too. You definitely had a better range of emotion this year than you did last year, season.
Yeah. Now you just need to work on your accents or trying to...
Rein in your accent. Use it for the powers of good or evil, whatever you want. But make sure you train your accent so you can actually use it.
If you can get that part handled, then you'll be epic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything else to say.
Okay.
The super sexy Will Navison is up next.
Why do we have to eat spicy food every night? My eyes burn, my nose is dry, my mouth is on fire, and I spend so much time holding myself down on the toilet to make sure I don't rocket to the moon that my arms are sore!
I've always wondered what it would be like to be a flying pig. send the world into shock and watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness?
Hey! I said no, Mr. Stapler! This is not Noah's Ark! You cannot have the Staples exit 2x2! Don't make me send the flood!
I got this toy from the toy store, and I brought it home, and then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
It's just a feeling, you know? You ever get that feeling? 1 minute you're watching TV with your family, or maybe having dinner with someone you love, and it creeps in like a cobra. You just want something to cut. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice, just to watch the blood come to the surface.
Stop touching my banana!
If you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your socket, then you'll come over here right now and tell me this little secret of yours.
They say the Williams boy across the street wrestled a polar bear and won! A polar bear! Can you believe that? If I had a pet polar bear, I'd name him Chris Jericho.
Does anyone even like Jingle Bells? It's on 24/7 this time of year, and people pretend it's a good song and fun to sing. Well, I have news for you. It's crap!
Remember last year, you were going on and on about the T-Rex? That was last year, okay? I don't want to hear anything more about it. There never was a T-Rex, and it pisses me off that you just won't let it go.
Did you like this?
I don't know.
I will say he did a character on the first line, and I was impressed that
I like the noise he made, that wah, or whatever the fuck that was.
It started off strong, and then it got weaker for me.
Yeah, same here.
I didn't like a lot of the voices you were doing. I didn't like a lot of the acting, but I liked the first line a lot, and I liked the Blues Traveler music.
Yeah. I don't think he really showed off a great range of emotion here, nor did you show off too good a range of character. A lot of these lines were lacking opinion straight up, which is what really killed them. The flying pig one didn't have an opinion. I didn't have anything written for a lot of these lines except what the lines were, so that I knew, you know, what order things went in case that helped my memory.
I like you're taking notes now.
Huh?
I like that you're taking notes, at least.
I've been taking notes.
You could have fooled me.
I like the accent on Creeps In, but I don't know. I think you stumble on the line. And then I like Stop Touching My Banana. And then your Sean Connery accent was funny.
He did all the quirky lines, which I would have expected.
Yeah.
I wish there would have been, like, maybe a couple more serious lines.
You can take quirky lines and make them serious.
Yeah, but I mean, I wish he would have done like, some of the serious ones anyway.
Yeah. The Jingle Bells line had a great progression of emotion.
I did like the Jingle Bells line a lot. That was, like,
if you had done the rest of your lines like that, that would have been stellar. Absolutely stellar.
And then, she said before this, you make her tight in the pants, by the way. Thought you'd want to hear about that.
I did not.
You so did.
No, you're taking my words.
And trust me, she did. She's just denying it.
Well, you're taking my words. The T-Rex sounded very John Cusack to me in the beginning, and then it died at the end. There was, like, no button. You gotta make button on the line.
You gotta make button.
button. Who's got the button? Yeah. So, like, it's gotta stick. There's, especially on a line like that, you can make it stick. You can say it in a way that it leaves an impression on us, but you didn't.
I like Will Navison, though. I want him to be on the show.
I do, too, and he always amuses me, so I want him to be on, but I don't. Yeah.
What? You don't know what?
I don't know. I didn't really think out the rest of that sentence.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say, Dylan?
I've said all I have to say. I didn't really like it that much, unfortunately.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm done. Next up is the super duper sexy Rochellular.
I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me? So I told Ricky to meet me later today, and he just starts yelling at me through the phone. I'm like, what? 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 Jesus, man. Just calm down and speak clearly. So he finally gets to the point where he can, and he tells me his mother bought the wrong kind of mustard for her peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I got this toy from the toy store today and brought it home. And then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad. Please! Just leave me alone. Just stop, okay? It's just a feeling, you know? You ever get that feeling? One minute, you're watching television with your family or maybe having dinner with someone you love, and it creeps in like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface. What do you mean, why? Do you have to question every single decision I make for my life? You no longer have any control over me. Do you understand? Oh, why do we have to eat spicy food every night? My eyes burn, my nose dries, my mouth is on fire. And I spend so much time holding myself down on the toilet to make sure I don't rocket to the moon. My arms are sore. Whatever you do, don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little game. Stop touching my banana!
So, I like the first line. You have a really interesting voice. It's very pleasant to listen to, if you know what I mean.
It's sultry.
I like the accent you did on that second line. The like Brooklyn thing, it was really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why you aren't more widely used, because you're very diverse.
I think the acting in this demo is better than anything I've ever heard you act before.
Yeah. I haven't heard you in a lot of things though, so.
Right, but like we heard her auditions and everything, yeah. And they were nowhere near as good as this.
Like go ahead.
You had like actual sadness and everything in the first line, and there were a couple of other lines where you actually sounded like you cared.
The way you did that "leave me alone" line was so funny. I almost choked because you did totally different than anybody else.
You did a lot of really unique takes on these.
I hated your "no longer have any control over me" line when you laughed like an evil witch.
Oh, I liked it until you laughed, and then it killed
it
for me.
I didn't
like
it at all.
If you had laughed good, I think, if you had laughed well, I think that Dylan would have liked it.
No, I didn't like the way she delivered it either.
Mm.
If she had laughed well, maybe that would have brought it back for me. I don't know.
I think you needed to flesh that one out a little more, but it was a good direction. I liked that you did something different with it.
I didn't like the Rocket to the Moon line. Well, I did and I didn't. At first I did, and then I came around and realized you were doing some kind of nerd voice, and then I kind of liked it for some reason.
The voice was just so annoying. It was really funny to me.
Overall, this is one of the better ones I think we've heard, though.
Tonight, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're done. I'm out of yes. Imperial Sky, you're up.
It's hard, you know. He just says no, no, no all the time, and I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just get so worked up. I want to smack him or kick him or something.
I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me?
Ugh! Why do we have to eat spicy food every night? My eyes burn, my nose dry, my mouth on fire, and I spend so much time holding myself down on the toilet to make sure I don't rocket to the moon. My arms are sore.
Please explain to me why you do this to yourself, because I'm at the point where I will leave if this disintegrates further. You're better than this.
Hey! I said no, Mr. Stapler. This is not Noah's Ark. You cannot have the Staples exit two by two. Ugh. Don't make me send the flood.
Stop touching my banana.
Look, I'm going to say this once more and once more only. I pulled some pieces for you. Either accept the pieces or don't, but at least acknowledge them.
Does anyone even like Jingle Bells?
It's on 24/7 this time of year, and people pretend it's a good song and fun to sing. Well, I have news for you. It's crap. If you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your sockets, then you will come right here, right now, and tell me this little secret of yours. I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we could be very mutually beneficial to each other.
Go ahead, Tragatree.
You sound so expectant when you're like, go ahead, Tragatree.
Go ahead. I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
How about you say it for me?
Okay. Well, Tragatree liked her little kid voice a lot on the Rocket to the Moon line. She liked your acting a lot on the first line. The Jingle Bells line, she thought you came out of the accent at the end when you said crap. What else?
You thought that's what I was going to say?
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, that now wasn't what I was going to say at all.
Okay, what were you going
to
say?
Okay, on the first line, it sounds like you're trying to put on an accent. And I didn't really have anything else written down on that. I liked the I would do anything to make you love me line. I didn't have anything written down for the toilet line, actually. I thought the if this disintegrates further, it was cute. And then I started noticing that your line started to sound the same, so everything sounded very non-committal to me. The stop touching my banana line was actually one of my favorites, because it was just... It was like, stop touching my banana! Or something. I don't even remember. It was weird. The Jingle Bells line had a really weird accent that I don't think you were consistent in at all. The sockets line, your eyes, whatever, that was just talking at that point. But Mutually Beneficial had a very unique take on it. So, those are my notes.
I already said my notes. This was a... I'm probably going to forget about this one, sorry. It wasn't...
But it's a good start nothing... for someone who's so new to this.
Yeah, like, this is so much better than most new people are.
Mm-hmm.
And, just...
Yeah. When you do a demo again, because you will do another demo, make it so that you don't waste any line. Have a different voice, or a different personality, or a different take on things for each line. Don't just speak a line, because nobody wants to listen to just talking if they're gonna, you know. People use demos to cast people, so they don't want to hear you just talk. Show that you can act.
It's so weird to hear you be encouraging.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just not comfortable with that.
Okay.
I like
Dylan,
when you
you'll never achieve anything you want in life.
Do you want me to tell you? Never mind.
What?
I should say what you said to me the other night after you heard my intro for Perform It.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to say it because it's less embarrassing if I say it.
No, just
the intro to Perform It was the best acting that Dylan has ever done, and it is legit good acting. If you want to hear Dylan
and
legit act,
you said I sounded adorable.
Shit. He did sound adorable.
So there, I am Boris Badenov.
What?
I am Boris Badenov.
Badenov?
From Boris and Natasha? From the Rocky and Bullwinkle? Never mind.
Oh, that's right.
So back to you, Imperial. Also, make sure, try to envision what's going on in the scene before the line happens, so you kind of have a place,
yeah.
Some sort of frame of reference for what's going on.
There's, like, 7 questions that acting coaches tell you to figure out when you're, you know, in a scene or something, but I would tell you, and I would tell you them if I could remember them, but just figure out what happened before. As long as you know what happened before, then you can always do a line.
Because we don't know what happened before. So whatever you say happens before is correct.
Right. So, yeah, that's all.
All right, I'm done.